items that we sent down. Anyway, this is the plan for today's meeting is firstly just to introduce the project briefly, although I'm sure you've actually got some of the information already. Then the main purpose is to so that we get to know each other a little bit more. Then we want to practice using some of the tools that we'll be using during the course of the design project and the meetings, specifically the whiteboard over there. Then we need to go through the specifics of our project plan and discuss, come up with some preliminary ideas about it. And then that's it. So we've got 25 minutes to do that. It's until 11:25. So, any questions?
No one's at this point.
Not at this point. So, this is our project. What we're aiming to do is to create a new remote control for a television. We want it to be something original, something trendy, and also something user-friendly. So it has to be quite intuitive that people are able to use this product. The method that we're going to use to complete the project, it has three components as such. There's the functional design of the remote control. The way we'll do that, I think, is to work individually initially and then come together for meetings to work on that. Similarly with the conceptual design, we'll start off by working individually with our own expertise and our own laptops, and then we'll bring what we've done together. And then the detailed design will come after that, before it all together.
I'm a bit confused about what's the difference between the functional design and conceptual design. Is it just more detail?
I think we're talking that the functional design is more your area of things where you'll be. We want to look at what functions we need in the remote control and
mm-hmm.
what specific things it has to do, but the conceptual design is perhaps bigger than that and includes the
how
people are going to use it and that kind of thing.
Where do we identify the components of our product? I think it's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the component. It's in the conceptual design phase that we identify the components of our product.
I think we'll start that initially with the functional design already. Then, yeah. Okay, so that's just a brief overview of the project itself. What I'd like us to do now is simultaneously introduce ourselves and start using some of the tools that we're using for the project, specifically the whiteboard. So each person in turn, I'd like us to go up to the whiteboard, the pen's just underneath it there, and draw your favourite animal, and then tell everyone what your favourite characteristics of that animal are. And while you're doing that, tell us your name, what your role is, and perhaps how your animal relates to the role that you're taking in this project.
Oh, you're looking at me.
Would you like to go first?
Do I have a choice? Okay.
Oh,
he was probably going to be asking me. Like, he can't put me like this.
don't have to hurry, we've got plenty of time.
So my name's Kat and I'm really not very good at this whole drawing about me. So
It's got my eyes.
Oh, the eyes are moving. Like, okay, that's interesting. I'm sorry. Okay, cool. This is a rabbit.
Yeah, well,
at first I thought it was going to be cat. Yeah, I don't think it's furry, but it will get
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, I understand.
I can see by the ears.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a tricky rabbit. Blue. Rabbit same colour in blue, but you know. Okay, and I like it because it's small. It's fluffy. And one day you'll be able to genetically modify them and they'll be pink.
Okay, excellent. And what's your role within the team?
I am the animator. I am the marketing expert, so like I'm going to be doing the department, according to the little computer that knows everything, the user requirements specification for the functional design, trend watching in the conceptual design, and product evaluation in the detailed design.
And more about yourself, you're from?
I'm from Leicester. Second year. What else do you want to know? I like sport. yeah, aerobics, kickboxing, spinning.
But not with rabbits.
Not with rabbits, no. And vets, I like vets as well. and I like cocktails, especially pink ones. Okay.
Excellent, to match the rabbit.
Okay, so my name is Monica.
There's a, if you haven't much enough room, there's a new razor there and you can drop
it. Yeah, well, I can make it small. I'm the interface designer in this project. My favourite animal, I'm not so sure because I'm not so very familiar with all kinds of animals. But I do like dogs. So sorry, maybe I shouldn't have said it beforehand. Well, there are different kinds of dogs. I do like dogs because they are good friends to people and they are loyal. Well, as compared to small animals like cats, they are really much more fun because they are not so independent. Maybe the fact that they protect their homes. What it has to do with my role in the project, it's hard to say. I hope to be loyal to the project and not to let people doing similar projects know the details of our project.
Yeah. And where are you from?
I'm from Estonia.
Estonia?
Yeah. So is there anything else you'd like to know? Oh, right, my roles. In the different stages of the design. So at first I was responsible for designing the technical functions of the remote control. Then in the conceptual design stage I need to come up with an interface concept, and then in the last stage, I will be responsible for the user interface design.
Thank you. My name is Gaurav. My favorite animal, one of my favorite animals is a cow. I've got no idea how to pronounce
it. Good luck.
This is going to be.
They're not just like a big round body and then some really skinny legs and just some horns.
Okay, so let me go to the body first. Long face.
It's eating.
It looks like you are.
And there's some grass there.
Yeah.
So this is what I like about that
horse.
They just keep sitting there eating grass. They do not disturb anybody. They're kind of Buddhist in a way. Yeah, I like cows. My role in the project is the industrial designer, so I'm supposed to design all the details of the product, how it works and whatever it will, during the functional role, what are the various functions that have to be performed by it, during the conceptual design, what are the various components of it, and finally, I'm not too sure what was the last part. The detailed design, I guess it will again be the identification of the components and how they integrate with each other. I'm from India. I'm doing my PhD in psycholinguistics. I sit at the Department of Psychology.
Thanks.
Right, now it's my turn, obviously.
I like dogs too, but I can't do them already because I can't draw a dog as well as you can. I like
no way. I don't like snakes. I come from Australia and we have nasty snakes.
Australia.
I'm from Melbourne.
And I'm your project manager for today. And my role is basically to keep things going and make sure that you all work together in a productive way so that by the end of the day we come up with a great product.
So let's see what's next in the PowerPoint presentation. I've just thought about this that we could even put it much more professionally in a sense. There we go. Okay, so this is the overall budget for our project. We've got we're planning to sell these remote controls for let's make that go away. That means we've got 5 minutes. We're planning to sell the remote controls for €25 each. And with that we're aiming for a profit of €50 million. And that's selling them on the international market, not just in the UK. So to do that, our finance people estimate that we need production costs of maximum €12.5 so that we can reach that profit target. We've only got a couple of minutes. Does anyone have any first ideas to bounce around about what we're thinking of this?
Yeah. I'm just wondering whether there's like any special feature that we want to have, want this remote control have as opposed to the already existing ones.
Mm-hmm. I think that's probably something that it's best if we take it later, is that if we all have a think when we go away from the meeting, what specific things could be included in this remote control that
I think in the beginning, what he was mentioned was that it should be trendy, user-friendly and original. So I think your point is relevant as far as the originality is concerned, that we should provide some features that are quite unique.
Something new.
Yeah, I was looking at the website and the other things that they made, and I like put down some like inspirational words like that I got from looking at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So the motto is we put the fashion in electronics, and so it's something that is sleek and stylish but is still functional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm kind of thinking, like those phones that they have, the new generation ones, where they don't actually have any button movement and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so something heading towards that, so it's not only, I mean, I don't know what most of them do on my remote controls, I don't know how many do you need, you know?
Mm-hmm. So perhaps on some menu based thing, or?
Something that's a little less crowded than this,
mm-hmm.
like, I mean, you know, theoretically, you can do all kinds of things with your TV, right?
Yeah.
Like what do most people do? They turn it on, they watch certain specified channels,
yeah.
You know, and then they turn it off again.
There's a
sometimes
lot of functionality in there that is not used 90% of the time.
Yeah, so
it will be used 10% of the time.
There's no need to have buttons on it to
yeah.
do that. Maybe to
yeah.
do...
It could be one button for a menu or something.
Yeah.
You really
and then
so if you're the kind of sad case that knows how your remote control works, then, you know, that's fine if you can do it on the screen or anything. Everybody else can tap the button, which is confusing.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Because like if you look at the train, it's just very like, there's no extra bits on it, the train on the website. And I don't know
I
if
haven't had
a look at the thing, but it's just like a long like thing, you see moving people, but it looks really clean to me.
Right. Any other immediate thoughts?
We can aim for, I mean, we can think about all these little things, but we can aim for something that is a high battery life. Although I don't think that it's a huge problem for remote controls and battery life. Every now and then you need to replace the batteries.
Yeah.
Even though it has to be original, we shouldn't go like too far away from the usual ones, because otherwise the new users will just have lots of problems with
mm-hmm.
learning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it should kind of fit in as well.
It's like those fancy websites.
Stereotype of a
mm-hmm.
yeah.
hand access because you have no idea how to do anything, but the designers thought they were great. Okay, so we need to wrap it up now so that we can go away and get on with some of this. We've got another meeting in 30 minutes, so you'll be getting specific instructions once you go back to your workspace. I think basically you're looking at the working design, you're looking at the technical functions design, and for you it's the user requirements specification. So you can start. Okay?
Okay,
thanks for that.
Thank you.
I'll see you in half an hour.
See you.
Your laptop. Do we need to unplug things? Probably.